A small hydroelectric generator has begun powering two remote communities in eastern Alaska as part of a project to develop a cheaper and cleaner alternative to diesel fire generation. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The 25-kilowatt turbine, powered by the Yukon River, began generating electricity on Sunday for both Eagle and Eagle Village. The two communities of about 200 people are located on the banks of the Yukon, about 200 miles east of Fairbanks, near the Canadian border. The hydrokinetic turbine system looks sort of like a big high-tech egg beater suspended into the river from an aluminum catamaran-style barge that's anchored to the shore and river bottom. Alaska Power and Telephone has been studying and developing the system at Eagle since the early 1990s. Mark McCready, an AP&T spokesman, says if the company can work out the bugs, AP&T hopes the turbine will take some of the load off the company's diesel-powered generators and eventually save the utility and its customers a lot of money and significantly reduce production of greenhouse gases by the Eagle power plant.
The real goal or end game of that is to displace the diesel that's being burned and has been burned for decades here to power folks' homes and businesses.
AP&T estimates that the turbine eventually could save 57,000 gallons of diesel fuel annually. Eagle Mayor Bo Fay says he'd like to see the turbine reduce the costs of generating power.
It's not going to reduce the price of electricity. I think that the only thing that they could hope for is that it will slow the rate of increase.
McCready says AP&T is still working the bugs out of the system. Like any pilot project, the river turbine has had its problems. AP&T workers had a tough time over the past couple of weeks setting it up, especially getting the barge in place at the best spot in the river, and then keeping it in place in the Yukon's very powerful current. McCready says at one point the barge almost got away before it was wrestled back into place some 10 minutes later.
Deployment of an anchoring system, deployment of the actual barge, the setting up of the turbine, all of those things have presented some real technical and physical challenges simply because of the dynamics and the incredible energy that's out in the Yukon River. So being land-based as telephone and energy people, to get out on the river and deploy something of this nature has been, on certain days for sure, two steps forward and one step backward.
The project will provide important information on how to operate a power-generating turbine in a river filled with silt and driftwood, a river that can sometimes unleash enormous destructive power, like the floods in the spring of 2009. McCready says the turbine will operate only while that stretch of the Yukon is free of ice, from breakup to freeze-up.
Our intent is to run it through the season where we do not have ice on the river, and once the river starts to ice over, we'll take the unit out, we'll dry dock it, we'll do maintenance on it, and after breakup in the spring, put it back in the river.
There's been some skepticism expressed over the $3.2 million spent on this project from a federal grant through the Denali Commission of Alaska, and there still are a lot of concerns, such as the impact of turbines on the river environment and subsistence fishing. But AP&T and other advocates say the turbine promises to help bush communities generate power inexpensively and with little environmental impact. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.